Welcome one and all to Hospital Podcast episode 337. This is brand new music from Makoto. Makoto. This is called I Don't Want to Wake Up, and it is from Makoto's debut album On Hospital. Available for pre-order right now. The album's called Salvation. The vocalist on this track is Karina Ramage. Track is out today as an instant grat. The album Salvation, along with Karina Ramage, it also features Pete Simpson, who appeared on my last album, Are We There Yet? It features A-Sides, DRS, and Robert Manos. Makoto to Kubatko. At least I think that's how you say it. I'm not entirely sure. Sorry if I got it wrong. This is called Trianglove. Features Joe Jungun. And this is one of the 27 exclusive brand new tracks on the Hospitality in the Park compilation, which features 70 tracks in all. It's our new flagship compilation. It's out on the 28th of this month, 28th of July. Also includes two mixes, mixed by the amazing Dan Newtone. There is a picture disc featuring tunes by Danny Bird, MRSA, Urban Dawn, Annual Metric, New Logic, all exclusives, of course. Just got our CDs in of Hospitality in the Park, and they look absolutely gorgeous. say massive shout out to everyone who's getting involved with the hospital shop. Simone is absolutely smashing it. And this week we have Chris Goss's daughter Erin in the building on work experience. Do head over there and have a look at our new t-shirts. They are brilliant, especially my favourite, the new Logic t-shirt. It's wicked. And because of the colour spectrum on the front of that and the album, believe it or not, we had a message. I think it was on Facebook or YouTube from someone. And I couldn't believe this, saying that it looks too gay. Well, if you do not know the history of Hospital Records, I'm going to tell you something very, very important. That our very first release by the Peter Nice Trio, Harp of Gold, we had to promo it in those days. You didn't have the interweb or anything like that. So you sent copies out in mailers. And then you'd hope that people would write a letter to you, like DJs and shop owners, with their comments on the mailer about the record that you've sent out. And people used to do that. And we got one back, and it was just scrawled across it, saying, "We don't sell gay jungle." Well, that was in year one. For the last 21 years, we have been extremely proud be selling gay jungle, and we always will be. So if your homophobia stops you enjoying a rainbow, you really are sad. How can anyone not love a rainbow? And there is a new album out by Hybrid Minds on their own label. Good job, boys, on your label. The album's doing well. From that album, this is called Touch.
Open my mouth to breathe the words to you. The words just won't come out, so I cry. Right on the canvas, built from feeling emotion persevering inside. It's just one touch to open, one touch to close, one touch to show me not all minds are cold, one touch to loosen the hold, one touch to free me from falling down on my
And their label is called Hybrid Music. Good song, this. It works on several different levels. Obviously, I won't tell you what level it's working on for me. It's time for some new music on the amazing In Perspective label. Used to have amazing nights at Herbal back in the day. This is by Earl Grey. And it's called Killer Newton Compass. Joy and pleasure to hear a harp solo on a piece of drum and bass, because that's what we did on our Gay Jungle tune, Harp of Gold by the Peter Nice Trio. Yes, Earl Grey, I do not know who you are, but you make very, very lovely beats. Now, I have to give a shout out to my two boys, the Chairman and the Secretary General, who both took their piano exams last week, and the chairman also took a drum exam, and all credit to them, they've absolutely smashed it. They both got distinctions in their piano exams, which is like that's like the best level you can get. I'm not gloating, I'm just very, very proud of them, and it kind of makes the pain of making your children practice a bit more worthwhile. And the chairman also got a merit in his drum exam. So yeah, proud dad in the house. Well done, boys. Let's have something new by BC now, the founder of Spearhead Records. Ex-pig farmer. One of the hardest working men in drum and bass. On Spearhead, this is called Angel of Light. only got one shout for this podcast. You'll be very, very pleased to know. It's from James Buchanan, who says, "Hey Tony, I want to say how amazing the Hospital Records takeover on the blues stage at Glastonbury was. It was my highlight of Glastow, and your set in particular was something special. To hear you play so many of the Hospital Records classics was incredible. Your set was the best I've heard in a long time." By the way, people, I'm not like only reading this out because he's bigging me up. It's actually the only shout I got sent. Rarely do I get to hear so many of the old Hospital bangers. It was awesome to see how much you seem to enjoy yourself while you're playing. I can tell you love the music just as much as we love listening and dancing to it. I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it, and I'm very lucky to be able to do what I do. James says, "Hospital has a special place in my heart. It's helped me through some difficult times. 2 years ago, I left my home country, New Zealand, to start my overseas adventure and moved to London. Less than 2 weeks after I left, I received a phone call from home. My dad passed away unexpectedly in his sleep, age 60. It was crushing. Nearly 2 years on, I struggled to look at a photo or even read a message from him. I was in Slovenia at the time, and I had to start a 45-hour solo journey home to return to his funeral. The morning before his funeral, and the hardest day of my life, I woke up to a personal email from Boris Netsky. Boris has no idea who I am, but he took the time to reach out and pass on his condolences after a friend of mine reached out to him. It was unbelievably touching, and to me it shows what Hospital Records represents. You're like a big family. You draw the friendliest crowds, and the events are possibly one of the happiest places in the world to be." "This is always a difficult time of year. My birthday and Dad's passing are only weeks apart. I hope to spend the anniversary lying in the sun on the grass at Primrose Hill with my eyes closed, listening to some uplifting, melodic Hospital Records tunes, imagining that he's lying there with me. Tony, thank you, and a big shout out to you and my dad. Keep up the amazing work. I love the podcast. I sit there tapping away at my desk while I'm working my 12-hour day job in London. I hope you realise how much the uplifting, melodic, liquid sounds of Hospital Records can really touch people's lives. I'm just about to buy my Hospitality in the Park ticket. If I somehow get the chance there, I'll be giving you a big hug. Cheers, James." James, I'm really glad you sent that in. Thank you. I lost my dad in November. And you get those flashbacks when you see photos and things. And I don't ever want to stop getting them either. Don't want to stop suddenly crying about him. Big up, mate. Time for some new logic. Our Nights, featuring The Next Men.
Our nights are paved with no regrets. It's our time to fill the emptiness. The spaces we love in between, speaker sets and nicotine. Let's live life. It's our last day. Our nights are paved with no regrets. It's our time to fill the emptiness. The spaces we love in between, speaker sets and nicotine. Let's live life. It's our last day. Bye.
If you haven't heard the album, do treat yourself. It's out now, the new Logic album, Somewhere Between the Light. It's been absolutely smashing. Every other drum and bass artist album, out of the water, and it's uncompromising. It's not trying to be clever or commercial. It's deep, it's underground, it's liquid, it's soulful.
It's our time to fill the emptiness. The spaces we love in between, speaker sets and nicotine. Let's live life. It's our last day. These nights are bright like lightning. Hold on, don't stop buzzing.
Coming brand new music from James DLR. And DLR was part of our nice little camping fraternity at Glastonbury, along with Stuart MCSP, along with Ulterior Motive, Krakota. We had a wicked time, and this is Panoramic View. Quick on the download, and you've got this today, Friday. I will be on my way with the entire London Electricity Big Band to Pohoda Festival in Slovakia. Very excited, because we're allowed to play all our material, an hour and a half of it, tonight. It is just amazing being on stage in front of a 14-piece horn section with vocalists of the calibre of Leon Carroll and Ema Dineen and MC Dynamite or MC Favour, with Steve Pycroft on the drums, with Jack on percussion, the Riot Jazz Brass Band, Johnny on keyboard. It is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Predictably, I'm starting to geek out on my bass rig now. I'm starting to collect a few effects pedals. I promise not to overuse them. We'll be right back. incoming brand new music from Spy, from his forthcoming Alone in the Dark Part 2 EP. This is Termination. Shove that again. Science Skills from Carlos Lima. Is currently number one in the Beatport charts with his track from the Hospital Returns to Let It Roll EP, which is a rather marvellous four-track release that we've snuck out there, featuring Spy, Anil Krakota and Kino, to celebrate our takeover at Let It Roll at the beginning of August. I've got to fade this one down because the next tune's not really a mixer. It's a lovely piece of music from the new Logic album, Pathways, featuring Sarah Blake on vocals. Coming. New music from Joachim or Joachim. A tune called Funk As You on Dot Scott's 31 Records. Shout out to Scotty. Records, one of the most legendary labels in drum and bass. Amazingly curated by Doc Scott. Basically launched Marcus Intellect's career. So many amazing tunes since then. Still going strong from strength to strength. Coming, new Urban Dawn. What's he been doing since Gothenburg Cluster? He's been making some amazing tunes. This is from the Hospitality in the Park album. It's an exclusive and it's called Like What. Thank you. shout out to Felipe, aka Urban Dawn, over there in Sao Paulo. Another of the 27 exclusive tracks on the Hospitality in the Park album, out at the end of July. Get involved. Okay, I'm going to draw for another exclusive from the HITP album. It's by Metric, and it's his VIP of Fatso. If you haven't checked it out already, you need to check out Metric's Radio 1 show once a month. Incoming brand new music from John B. This is called Energy. Yes, John. Love this. Hardcore Styles from John B. Now, if you like your crossovers between jungle, drum and bass, and cooking, or food products, you all know about Steve Survival, runner-up on MasterChef. If you don't know, you need to know about John B's Jungle Hot Sauce. It's amazing. As soon as he cooks up a batch, it sells out. Clayton, who runs Renegade Hardware. Jerk Me Crazy. You need to check his Instagram account. It is mouth-watering. Coming in the mix, brand new music from D-Bridge working with Kabuki. It's a cut called Lose Yourself. Soon come on Exit Recordings. So, as I was mentioning earlier, we actually have 5 new t-shirts on our web shop today. And there's the Hospital VHS t-shirt inspired by New Logic. We have a very special bundle only Hospitality in the Park barbecue t-shirt that I believe you can only buy with a ticket to either the barbecue, which is nearly sold out by the way, or to Hospitality in the Park. We have a Spread Love t-shirt. We have a new Hospital X-ray t-shirt. And we've repressed our whiskey related t-shirt. I think I'm going to keep it deep now for the last track on the podcast. Sam Binger and Danny Skrilla. Frolic in Brine. I love the word brine. It's not used enough these days. Also quite enjoying frolicking in the sea as well. Soon come on Cosmic Bridge. Let's do this. I'll see you soon.